Hello, everybody, and welcome into another playoff preview show here at the Hockey Writers YouTube channel. And we're up to the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs this series. The Maple Leafs haven't met the Boston Bruins in the playoffs in a long time. They keep repeating with the Lightning, and they could have had the Panthers again. So I think fans are probably happy they're seeing another team here. But I'll let Peter comment on that. Maybe he may not want to see the Bruins. But I've got Hannah Garfield and Peter Barrichini here previewing this series. Hannah, I haven't seen you in a long time since Chicks and Sticks, so happy to
No, it's
see you
been so
again.
long. I feel like I forget how to do this, so hopefully it goes well.
It'll all be great. And Peter, obviously you're always here, so how's it going?
It's going good. It's been a while since the last time we met, about what, a day or so
A day
ago?
or so,
Basically yesterday. So yeah.
we're gonna preview this series. That should be a fun one. We'll see how it all goes. Just before we get into the meat of it, but Bruins swept the season series, 4-0. So I mean, two overtimes though. I mean, the Maple Leafs got a couple points out of it, but overall, it was all wins for the Bruins. So let's start. I'll start with you, Hannah. This season for the Bruins, I mean, they had a great season again when everyone thought they were going to fall off when they got Patrice Bergeron retired, David Krejci retired. They're like, who's going to be their top line center now? And they brought in a few guys, and it seems to have worked out. What do you think about the Bruins this season, overall, and just against how they played against the Maple Leafs?
Yeah, it's definitely like you said. I feel like once again, last summer, everybody was talking about how this was going to be the season the Bruins fall off, and this would be the year they maybe don't make the playoffs and break their streak. But here we are again. They were 1 point out of being first in the Atlantic. They did very well, even without, like you said, Bergeron's gone, Krejci's gone. The old guard is finally turning over, and this new guard's coming in. And you would think there would be some more adjustment periods, but this season showed that they really don't need that adjustment period. Like they're rolling with it. They have their elite players. They have their future cornerstones in David Pastrnak, Charlie McAvoy. The goaltending's awesome with Ullmark and Swayman. Like, they have the keys to continue to be a victorious team. And despite having very little cap space last year, the kind of the bargain bin signings they made in Morgan Geekie, James Van Riemsdyk, have really paid off way more than I think anyone would have expected. So it's been a good season for the Bruins. I think they are right where they should be. They played great against the Toronto Maple Leafs during the season. But after, last postseason, I think you don't know what to expect the Bruins when playoffs starts. And the playoffs are always going to be its own beast. So despite the fact that they might have swept the regular season series, I don't think it's going to be the same case in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, everyone didn't think that the Bruins were going to get kicked in the first round after such a great season, and the Panthers, then made it all the way to the Stanley Cup final. So, yeah, I'm thinking, Peter, you'd think that hopefully that happens to the Maple
Fingers
Leafs
crossed, really. I mean, yeah, I mean, basically the same thing that Hannah said is just basically the opposite for the Maple Leafs. You would hope that the regular season is just that. It's a regular season. It's a different animal in the playoffs right now. New season, everybody starts at zero. And right now, the Maple Leafs, they're basically crawling in just like the Bruins. They've had their ups and downs. And you hope that, you can take advantage of the Bruins' past playoff woes, having that lead up against Florida, losing it after that season. If they're able to come out on top and be, or show any sort of consistency, because they really didn't show that in the regular season, maybe the first two games because it was very close in overtime, but the last two games where they lost a combined 8-2 really wasn't that pretty for the Maple Leafs. So hopefully it's going to be a change of pace and maybe the tables can turn for them and maybe be on the right side of history this time against the Bruins.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. I mean, like you said, the playoffs are such a different animal from the regular season. It doesn't really matter what your how many wins you had, what how you played against the team. You reset. I mean, everyone kind of starts at, like I say, starts at zero, and you never know what can happen. But on paper, they've got both got their stars. They both got their great players. Auston Matthews with his hopefully by the time we're watching this 70 goals. He's got 69 as a recording still at last game of the season at they're playing against the Lightning. So we'll see if he'll get a 70. Peter, who are you watching in this series? Is it the Stars? Is it Matthews? Is it Marner? All the guys that have to kind of step up? Or are you looking more at the depth pieces, like the guys they brought in, like Tyler Bertuzzi, Max Domi, all those types of guys?
Yeah, a bit of both. I mean, you really want like every single year it's the core four. It's are they going to actually succeed and there are they going to be on the same page in terms of production? Because it seems like it's always one player or two players are playing well and other two aren't. It's always like a disconnect. So hopefully the star players are going to be on point this time. And I'm mainly Mitch Marner because it's going to he's the one only one without a contract now. He's had a lot of pressure on him. Toronto boy has had inconsistencies and has had to deal with the pressure from the fans and media alike. So there's going to be a pressure on him, definitely. But more so, like you mentioned, the names that they brought in specifically for this moment in Max Domi, in Tyler Bertuzzi, and even Ryan Reeves, who basically scored while we were recording as well. So, you know, Revo Snipe Show is what we're going to see in the playoffs, hopefully. Yeah, I do think that those names are the ones to keep an eye on because they were difference makers last season. Bertuzzi for the Bruins, he was tied in team scoring despite losing to the Florida Panthers, and Max Domi had a pretty good run with the Dallas Stars. I believe he had 13 points in the 19 games. So, really, they both shined during the playoffs. That was when it mattered most, and now hopefully the same thing can happen right now, and they could be underrated and key playoff performers for them.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Tyler Bertuzzi. He was really good for the Bruins. And there was thinking that he would be re-signed, but he didn't and went to the Maple Leafs. So now he's against his former team. Hannah, who are you watching in this series? I mean, we all know David Pastrnak is going to score goals. He did that again this past season, even without his main center that he played with most of his. I mean, David Krejci played with Bergeron. Had to kind of set up with a new guy. Who are you watching in this series? Is it those guys, or are you looking more at their depth that they kind of brought in, or even who was there before?
Yeah, well, because of the Bruins' cap space woes, they really weren't able to bring in a big name at the trade deadline like they have in past seasons. Like last year, Dmitry Orlov, Tyler Bertuzzi were huge in the Florida Panthers season, and they weren't able to get that help this year. So it's going to, if they're going to get help, it has to come from the depth guys. So I'm really going to be looking at that third line, guys like Trent Frederick, who just hit 40 points for the first time in a season and was really not very impactful last year in the playoffs. And so will he be able to, show that he can be a real playoff player? Morgan Geekie, James Van Riemsdyk, like that third line, I think will have to be huge for the Bruins. And I think that they need that depth because they can't. We've seen in the past when they go into the playoffs, if they're just relying on their stars, they're not going to win. So they need those guys to step up. And then speaking of those star players, I will also really be looking at Brad Marchand. He's had a good season, obviously. He's second on the team in points. He had 67 points this season, but it's not necessarily the Brad Marchand that we're used to seeing. He didn't have as many points as we've become accustomed to. But he is, you never know what you're going to get with him. He did really well against the Maple Leafs this season. And he always does well in the playoffs and does something of interest to get, does something to just get under players' skin. So I think he will also be a guy to watch in the playoffs, despite not having the regular season that we're necessarily used from, but still, I do have to say it was still a good regular season.
For sure. And he's now the captain of the Bruins too, so he's gonna be put to, I mean, we all know how well he does in the playoffs. He does lead. He's very a big part of this team. And like you say, didn't have a really good regular season, but he's definitely going to step up in the playoffs. We know that. All right, Hannah, I'll stay with you on this. Keys to victory. What are you watching for the Bruins that to make it through another series against the Maple Leafs, who they've beaten almost every time? I think it's still since the 50s that they've won series against this team. So what do they have to do to make that happen again?
Yeah, like I was just saying with the third line, like they really need to get the depth guys, the bottom six players involved in the offense. They can't just rely on their top stars to be able to get them through a playoff series. I think they had eight different goal scorers in their series against Toronto this year. Last year in the playoffs, they only had nine guys, register goals. So they really need to either be matching that or exceeding that. So getting, more of the guys involved. I really think it will also come down to goaltending. It has been such as, Linus Ullmark, Jeremy Swayman are incredible goaltenders. They've done really well all season. Even when they've hit the rough patches, they've come back. And I think we saw that last season when they relied on the goaltending a lot. And then when it took a dip in the playoffs, we saw what happened. So I think goaltending will definitely be something to keep an eye on if they're able to, maintain what they did in the regular season, or if there's going to be, if they're going to be playing a guy injured again like they were last season, who maybe they shouldn't be. So that would be goaltending would be something to definitely keep an eye on.
I mean, they got a great two-headed monster there. I mean, Swayman, it looks like Ullmark may not be there next season, and Swayman's going to take over the starting job, but they still got the two guys, and they switched between the two against Florida last season too. It didn't work out, but we'll see what happens this time around. All right, Peter, speaking of goaltending, I mean, that's been a topic of something throughout the season for the Maple Leafs. And I don't even know when the last time that wasn't a question. But what do you think keys to victory for the Maple Leafs in this series to break that seems like a curse at this point? They can't seem to beat the Bruins in the playoffs.
Yeah, it kind of seems like Ilya Samsonov, he was going to be the presumed starter, is probably going to have to outwork his way again and come out on top and defeat or try to balance out the two-headed beast in Swayman and Ullmark, because they're absolutely phenomenal. I mean, he took down Andrei Vasilevskiy last year, which was a great starting point. Now, can he try and replicate that again? He was waived, had that rough patch, came back and was absolutely dominant in the second half. Rough patches down this stretch. Hopefully he could regain that, that mentality and that mental toughness that can get him over this hump again, that, ultimately was made him successful last season. I think that's going to be number one. Number two, I think it's just going to be the defense itself, especially when the Bruins are on the attack. We know how quick they are. If they could provide strong man-to-man coverage one-on-one and try to keep Boston to the outside, because we know how dangerous they are when they're in the middle, in front of the net. They try to look for Pastas so many times, and other players as well. If they're able to get into position and keep them to the outside and mitigate all the chances coming from the blue line as well, I think that's going to be a big win. Until that happens, we'll see, because defense has been a big weakness for this team this season. And they're able to do it in the playoffs, then that's just a big win right there.
Defense and goaltending. What when we have talked about
Wins championships.
that? Right. All right, Hannah, something that you're worried about for the Bruins. I mean, what could be their Achilles heel in this series that potentially have them out in the first round again?
I think going off of what Peter was just saying, I think defense will be an issue for the Bruins. They've had, their defensive issues this season, particularly defending leads. We all saw that big, their big streak in February where it felt like every other game they were leading into the third period, losing the lead, and then losing in overtime. And, against a team like Toronto, which has such offensive firepower, you need to keep that your defensive abilities up the whole 60 minutes, because if you start slacking, they're going to take it. Auston Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, they're going to take advantage of that, and they can get goals on the score sheet very quickly. So the Bruins are really, that is my biggest concern with the team is, will they be able to defend leads in the series? So they've had that issue all season.
Yeah, well, the Maple Leafs definitely have the firepower to do that, and I mean the Bruins do too. I mean, so Peter, they could have the same and Maple Leafs could have the same problem, right? Is that the weakness you're worried about? Is the goaltending and defense your main one that they could that could cost them the series?
Obviously big issue throughout the season. If you want to just put a little footnote to go back to that point, because I'm just gonna I'll talk about something else that really has been an issue for the Maple Leafs as well, and that's just special teams, power play and penalty kill. On the surface, it looks like they're top seven in the league in power play, but for a certain point, like in the second half, they've been, one of the worst teams on the power play and on the penalty kill as well. They're both ranked in the bottom. So if they're able to get the power play going, which has kind of looked like they're getting their groove back with that, getting the right plays, winning battles, being strong on the cycle and getting their opportunities, I think that's going to go well for them. But if they continue to have those bad entries, those bad plays, turnovers, especially on shorthanded chances, Boston can hurt you just as easily in that regard. Just like they can hurt you on the power play. And the Maple Leafs need to tighten up on the PK, which has looked better again, but still got to be aware of your positioning, your surroundings, because that is the main issue throughout the whole entire season. So special teams is definitely going to be that one key weakness going in that they really need to work on.
Yeah, there's, the Bruins probably shouldn't be taking penalties against. And the same, I mean, the same thing for the Bruins too, right? I mean, they probably shouldn't be taking penalties against the Maple Leafs. They can score on the power play too. So yeah, it could come down to special teams of this series, right?
Really could.
Leading into X factors, that could be one. Hannah, what's an X factor in this series? It could be a player, it could be a situation like special teams. What do you got?
So I went with a player, and he's failed me all season. Every time I say something about him, he does the opposite, but I'm gonna go Jake DeBrusk could be a he could be a real X factor in this series. It has not been the season I think anyone would have hoped for with him. But he has played well against Toronto this season. He had 2 goals and 6 points in their 4-game series. And he's a good playoff guy. He has 22 career playoff goals. Last season, he had 4 goals against the Panthers in their series. He's a guy that can turn it on in the playoffs and can be an efficient player. And at some point, he is in a contract year. Like that fire needs to get lit under him a little bit that he's playing for his next contract. And this playoff series could be his last opportunity to, make his case for either getting an extension with the Bruins or, getting a good deal elsewhere. So I think he could be a real X factor this series.
Yeah, he's a guy that definitely comes to play in the playoffs, and all the with the trade rumors that were his trade request and all that stuff, kind of put that to bed a bit this season and look good at times, right? Like you said. So, yeah, he could be someone to kind of watch in the playoffs here. Peter, what about you? What's an X factor in this series for the Maple Leafs?
I'm gonna go with a player as well, and I know we talked about him off like at the beginning, and that's Mitch Marner because of the pressure that's on him and how he has gone quiet at certain points during the playoffs. I mean, he showed up during their series against the Tampa Bay Lightning, but didn't quite get a whole lot of production done in their series against Florida. I mean, he had 3 points, but really didn't like his play, seemed to be very timid and shy at times with the physicality. That can't happen again against the Bruins. And I got a piece coming out and I looked at the Maple Leafs core five production against the Bruins, and Mitch Marner has the most points, 13 and 14 games, just under a point per game. So that's more than Auston Matthews. That's more than William Nylander against the Bruins. I think this year with Matthews, it's going to be a little bit different because of the goals, the shots, and everything. But Mitch Marner really likes to play Boston in the playoffs. And if he's able to be that, strong playmaking player, maybe chip in with a goal every now and then, he can really be a big difference maker and why it could push the Maple Leafs further in the series and possibly win it as well.
Yeah, Mitch Marner, like you say, contract, that's still something that's on his mind, and obviously on everyone else's mind too. He's I mean, he's part of that core that needs to step up in the playoffs again. Even though they played pretty well last year, it's just didn't push them further than the second round. All right, a series MVP. Now, Hannah, it could be for the Bruins, it could be for the Maple Leafs. Who's going to be the biggest star in this series?
So I'm going with someone who I wanted to go with someone who isn't like obviously David Pastrnak's probably going to be impactful, Brad
Oh, yeah.
Marchand, Charlie McAvoy, but I think Pavel Zacha could really come up big for the Bruins. You know, he's done it all season. He's really stepped up into this, you know, top line center role. He's played well against the Leafs this season. He had 3 goals in their 4 games. In last season in the playoffs, he had 6 assists. Like, he's a guy that has, since coming to the Bruins, has really stepped up in the big stages, and when they've needed him, he's been the next guy up. So I think he could really be an impactful player this series that people aren't necessarily going to be expecting.
Maybe call this the biggest difference maker in this series. It doesn't have to be a star. It could be someone who just makes a big difference. So Peter, what's that? Who's that for you for this series?
I'm gonna say Max Domi as one, mainly because of that, that tenacity, that grit, that, the snot that Brad Treliving brought in this season. I really liked him on Matthews' wing. So when everyone is healthy, that Bertuzzi, Matthews, and Domi line really started to click and produce. So I really liked his jump. I think he provides more of a great, more speed and more tenacity than Marner. Still a decent playmaker as well. I think he has that little bit of an edge that can bolt him over the top and make him a unsung hero for the Maple Leafs in creating plays for them. And the other one is if Ilya Samsonov kind of repeats what he did last season, he's going to be the big MVP for the Maple Leafs because he stood on his head last season. If he's going to do the same again this season, can't come at a better moment, especially with the season that he's had.
Yeah, if he's a big difference maker, I think everyone's going to be happy in Leafs Nation, that's for sure. All right, I love this one. It's a bold prediction for this series. It doesn't have to be for the team you cover. It could be just an overall bold prediction that you got. So, Peter, I'll start with you.
Ooh. Bold prediction. I was thinking about this the whole entire day, and I've had trouble with this because I'm trying to think. These teams are very evenly matched, so it really isn't really bold whether if Boston's going to win or whether Toronto's going to win, who comes out on top. If I'm going to have a bold prediction, I'm probably going to say that, you know what? I probably say that maybe Ryan Reeves plays a big pivotal role in this series as well. Not sure how much offense he's going to produce, but if he scores a big time goal, I think that's going to be very, very huge for the team because of the energy that he brings in. You see the reaction when he fights on the ice. The bench and the team is already hyped up. Imagine if he scores like a game winning goal or multiple game winning goals or multiple goals in the series. I think the team is really going to feed off that energy and that passion that he has. And I think that could be a big difference maker going forward.
Well, I know Ryan Reeves back in the Canucks Golden Knights series, he got under the skin of the Canucks, and yeah, I can attest he can be a difference maker in the playoffs. Hannah, what about you? A bold prediction for this series?
I guess a bold prediction for the series. I don't know how bold this is again. I also struggled to come up with one. I don't know how bold it is. So I think Trent Frederick gets a Gordie Howe hat trick in one of these games. I think especially if Ryan Reeves is, being Ryan Reeves, I feel like Trent Frederick would be the guy on the Bruins that, answers the bell there. And I think overall in the NHL, if I was to make like a postseason bold prediction, I don't think the Rangers make it to the Eastern Conference Final. I think President
Interesting.
Trophy curse continues and they're out in the
Yeah.
first or second round.
Yeah, I'm thinking of trying. I'm maybe doing an episode of just a full playoff type question, quick fire or whatever. But yeah. All right. Well, let's go to predictions for this series of who's gonna win it. So, Peter, who's gonna win this series, and how many games?
So the last three times that Toronto played Boston, I always picked Toronto. Toronto always ended up losing in seven games. And I always picked Toronto in seven. So I am going to go the exact opposite. And because I do that, Toronto's probably going to win. I'm going to pick Boston in six, mainly because of the Maple Leaf struggles. I'm still very wary about that. Defense, it's been a big issue. Special teams, if they could get on point with that, then it's going to be a very interesting series. But there's a lot of questions that I still have with this team. I know I'm a Maple Leafs writer. I know I'm, you know, I cover the team there, but it's just very hard, especially with the Boston Bruins, how they're in their head at this point. If they can break that curse or break that, streak of Boston getting the best of them, fantastic. But we need to see it. And for that, I'm still just going to pick Boston at six.
All right. Hannah, what about you? Are you picking Bruins or how many
I am
games?
gonna pick the Bruins, but I'm picking them in seven. I think that I think last season it definitely stung losing to in the first round to the Panthers after the season they had. I think the fact that they're coming in, this would be if they lose in the first round, that would be 3 years in a row that they've lost in the first round. And I just don't think I think the Bruins will that would be some sort of extra fire and motivation under, under their skates to win. But again, because they've had their ups and downs this season and Toronto is still Toronto, they're still a really talented team with some great goal scorers and goaltend, and can have some good goaltending like they did last season. I think it will go to seven. But I will say that if Toronto does win, they're my pick to win it all this season because I feel like if they ever if they beat the Bruins in a playoff series finally, they would have to go on to win the whole thing at that point.
That would be extra motivation to go on a deep run. I would say that.
You know what? I have this weird feeling that it's the same thing as the Canucks back in 2011. They couldn't beat the Blackhawks in the playoffs, and then they won that in the first round, and they went to the final. Didn't win the cup, but they went further than always against the Bruins. I choose not to remember that series, but after game two. Game two was fine because Burrow scored, made it up 2-0, and then the rest was crap. So, the Bruins have had such a big streak. The last time they met in the playoffs was in 2019. So this is a new series. I mean, it is. I mean, 2024 is quite a while ago. I mean, and we all remember Peter. I don't want maybe not remind you of it, but they got in
We
that
got
last
to. We got to
game
talk about
seven.
it.
Game seven and blowing it there. We'll see how it kind of goes. Lots of different faces on this team from that one. So we'll see what happens. But thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Peter, for coming on the show and talking this series. See how it all plays out. Should be a fun one. And if it goes to seven, like you both kind of six and seven, right? This should be a longer series. And we'll see how it all goes. But until next time, we'll see you on another playoff preview show here on the Hockey Writers YouTube channel.